It's Kyle and Rachel. Every morning this week, we are calling senior spring break co-ed from Indiana University, Lexi. She's in Fort Lauderdale right now, and we coaxed her into letting us call her every morning.
Because we're terrible people.
Right, to see what was going on in her life down there. But in exchange, we wanted to give her our birthday bash, Jason Derulo, and a Great Big World tickets.
Right. She was adamant. She was loving it.
She said yes, but she had no idea that we would go kind of behind her back, find out who her dad was, and now he's listening in every single day, and he's with us right now. Ted, are you sure you're ready for this call on day two?
Well, at this point, yeah, I definitely want to know what's going on. I had no idea that I would need to know what's going on, but I feel like, my God, do I need to fly down there and talk to her and tell her?
Not yet.
Not yet. I mean, we're only on day two, Ted, so I would let it ride a little bit more, hopefully, until you make an extreme measure like that.
I can't wait to find out how much money she's spending. It's not cheap to buy alcohol, for sure.
Right.
And on the beach in Florida.
Right.
All right. Well, we're calling Lexi day two right now. Are you sure you're ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right. Calling Lexi right now. Let's hope she answers the phone. She has to every day to get these tickets,
yeah.
Rachel.
Sounding rough, though, like yesterday. Are you, what's going on?
Hello,
girl?
Lexi. Good morning. It's 7:40. Why are you giggling?
You're like laughing uncontrollably right now. What's up?
I just got laid.
I mean, hey, get it, girl. It's spring break, right?
I totally just got home like an hour ago. This is crazy.
You sound pretty proud of your big moment on spring break.
Oh my God, he's so hot. You don't even know. He's gorgeous.
Do you know his name?
Or where he's from?
He's from like the East Coast somewhere. Or wait, maybe it's the West Coast. I don't know. He's like Mexican, and he's hot. I don't even know.
He's hot. Was it good?
Yeah, it was good. Are you kidding? It was like the best sex I've ever had.
Do you hear how she is right now? It had to be real good.
I honestly have never felt as happy as you do right now. You would think that you just had sex with Channing Tatum. That's how happy you are right now.
Yeah, I don't really know how it happened exactly. We went to this club, and then we were like doing a bunch of tequila shots. And then I was on the floor of the dance club making out with this dude, and he's an awesome kisser. We ended up back in his hotel room. I think I'm still drunk.
honestly, you kind of sound
you are on one right now. I can't even judge. It's you are having a hell of a spring break, and it is only the second day.
Oh, my God, it's awesome.
Are you going to try to see this guy again, or is it on to the next one?
Well, he's in our hotel, so I'm assuming I'm going to run into him again at some point.
Yeah.
I hope so, at least. But there's, like, a bunch of contests today, so I'm looking really forward to that.
What kind of contests, you mean?
I think there's, like, wet t-shirt and just different, I don't know, stuff like that. But I have the best rack out of all my friends, so I'm definitely going to win.
Well, I guess good luck with your contest today in Fort Lauderdale.
We will be cheering for you from a distance.
Have a good day in Fort Lauderdale. We will call you tomorrow, Lexi.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Now I'm starting to feel a little bit bad because Lexi just told us all that information and her dad is on the phone and she had no idea about that. Ted, how are you doing right now after you just found out your daughter has hooked up on spring break?
I'm not good right now, honestly. I'm not, first of all, I'm very reluctant to be doing this now that I find out that my daughter's having anonymous sex, you know, in South Florida.
Right.
Hopefully with protection, but it doesn't sound like she's being, and then this whole thing with sex, my God, she's playing Russian roulette with a wanger.
Right. I mean, I honestly feel bad for you in this scenario because I'm 26 years old and I would still feel uncomfortable having my dad listen in on the fact, you know, when I'm hooking up. That's so awkward.
I had no idea that she was even sexually active. I thought she was a virgin, and now I hear this. She's just picking up guys on the beach.
All right, Ted. Yeah. So, Ted the dad, you are now 2 days in, and you still have 3 more days that you committed to start the week. We plan on still calling you tomorrow on Wednesday, if that's
you'll
okay.
Answer.
Okay.
You're in still?
Yeah, I'm in.
All right, Ted, we will talk to you tomorrow. I now feel kind of bad that her dad just found out on the radio that his daughter has lost her virginity before.
Kind of bad? this is the most uncomfortable call I think I've ever been on.
By the way, we're not even halfway through the week yet. That's only day two. We still have three more days left here, Lexi, tomorrow morning on Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.